Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we enter into this time of prayer with the Lord, I encourage you to make your acts of faith, hope, and love be gratitude and humility. Get your soul, your heart ready to talk with the Lord. Lord, I do the same. I believe in you. Believe in your action in my soul in this time of prayer. I believe you're here with me through grace in my heart. I believe you're with me in my mind and my spirit, constantly guiding and speaking, even more so. When I open up your word and meditate, you're especially active. So I believe in that and I count on that. And I live in that conviction, that truth. I hope in you. I hope in your love. I hope in your goodness and your kindness. I trust you. I trust your plans. I trust your guidance. I trust the way you're at work in my heart, in my life. I trust even that as you're asking me and inviting me to embrace crosses and challenges, you're also there. Helping, giving me grace, accompanying me, even in those things you don't ask me yet, those crosses that others I see are invited to live, but you haven't asked of me, even in that mercy, I see your presence. So I trust in you. I trust your hand, your guidance, your protection, as well as what you permit. And I love you, Lord. I love you for everything that you do. Love you for the way you're guiding the world, the way you're guiding the church, guiding my family, my community, parishes I serve in, the souls I guide in spiritual direction. Lord, I love you for the way you're active and leading and caring for all of your people at every different level. I know you're the good shepherd. And your sheep know your voice. They hear it and they follow it. They come in and out, and you lead them to pasture. You satisfy and give them what they need. And even if they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, you're with them. You ride your staff. You comfort them. I love you for that. I love the way you're present and guiding and caring for souls, and that they hear your voice, and that you know them, and they know you. Pray that in this time of prayer, I get to know you even more deeply. You reveal yourself to me more. My heart be open to receiving you more and more as well. So I'm going to dig in now to the reading. Put my mind to be curious, to listen, to understand, but also be listening for what the Holy Spirit might highlight, might speak to me today. From Matthew 22, 34 to 40. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." Well, Lord, as I meditate on this, I'm struck about the context that these Pharisees were following you. You're heading up towards Jerusalem. Their scrutiny of you is growing. Their being upset of you with you is growing. Their concern about your message is growing. And they're looking to trap you. You've also already spoken pretty harshly about the Pharisees in other passages. So they're following you. We're not now in Matthew 22 in a stage where they're innocently curious. They've heard enough, even heard your affirmations and challenged you on them. And now they're looking to trap you, to get you to say something that the people will then lose confidence or trust in you, or to say something that's obviously not true, incongruent, and they can discredit you. And in that context of their behavior, they're trying to entrap and how you silenced the Sadducees and they want to silence you. It's this, their motives are not the purest, Lord. It's in this context that you speak to them. And you answer them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. All your soul, all your mind. And Lord Jesus, what strikes me there is, it's not just a general rule that you're speaking to them or to me. You're saying, hey, in what you're doing right now with me, the way you're questioning, the way you're calling, the intentions you have towards me, towards these others, towards the people, like what you're living in the here and now of your relationship with God, with Yahweh, this is the number one. Love him with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And I imagine, Jesus, as you're saying that, you're inviting them to examine themselves and question, even now as you're questioning me, even in these last weeks, the conversations you've had, the intentions that drive you in relation to me, do those express love for God in your heart and your mind, your soul, above all other things? That's the greatest law. Are you living it? Is that what drives you? And even as it's a general, universal rule for everyone, it's also applicable to me in the here and now, in every aspect, in every action. My loving, my heart, my soul, my mind, my whole being, is it all focused on, hey, how can I love? Reminds me of that one speaker we had not long ago, saying, what does love require? In each moment, forming the habit to ask myself, in this moment, what does love require? What's the loving thing that this situation requests of me? What would love dictate in this moment? That's my ultimate rule. What's love ask for? And there's a second that you volunteer here, and others, you know, you were asked and you volunteered it as well, but in other parallel passages to this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. That's your answer. Once again, I'm struck by, Lord, as you were saying that to them, you're also inviting them to examine the here and now of their life, what they were doing in relation to you right there, in seeking you and trying to trap you and trying to trip you up and trying to kind of cause you to enter into conflict or ask you, provoke you to say something that maybe disturb your followers. And Jesus, you're really inviting them. Are you loving your neighbor as yourself? Are you loving me like you love yourself right now by trying to trap me? Do you try to trap yourselves? Do you try to embarrass yourselves? Do you do that to others? Are you living? You're asking me what it is. This isn't a theoretical question. It's not an abstract theological reflection. It's, if it's true that these are the two greatest laws, then you should be living them right now. And the same applies to me, Lord. As you reveal to me these two laws, they are what should drive my whole existence. Loving you, loving my neighbor like I love myself. Sums up everything. So many demands to that, Lord. It's true. So true. I can think through my day, even my schedule coming up, the encounters, the meetings, the conversations, the people, where I can live that. My times of prayer, maybe if I get to Mass, all the encounters with you throughout the day, can apply this rule. Lord, help me. Help me to be attentive, to understand and to know in each moment, what does love require here? What does love for my neighbor, loving them like I love myself, require here? Because I want to live the whole law. I want to live everything that you've taught and revealed to me, what the prophets foretold, what the prophets said was coming, what leads to the path of life. I want to hear it and I want to do it through love. So So be with me, Lord, this day. Light my mind, my conscience, my heart, so that I can live by loving you with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and my neighbor as myself. So help me think about my thoughts, words, and actions. What could be a resolution for the day to live that truth? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.